So, yo, everybody. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Up Nerd Team Show. I'm your host, James. Let's get into it. So today, only one thing. I made a podcast like a few hours ago. And yeah, hopefully you've watched that. If you watched that, I'm chill now. I'm good. So, basically, guys, I'm in a room which is really echoey. So, yeah, it's my closet. I'm joking. I'm not sad. But I'm just in an echoey room. Yeah. So, today, guys, we're going to be talking about the one, the only Travis Scott and his new collaborative album that he released late last month. So, I guess 2 weeks ago, I want to say. Yeah, let's say that. Yeah, let's get into it. Okay. So, guys, I have changed location. Now you can hear my beautiful voice in all its glory, naturally. So, so basically, guys, as you know, Travis Scott has a label called Cactus Jack. The reason why Jack is in the name is because his real name is actually Jacques. That's the French, I guess, way of the French name of Jack, I guess. Jack sounds better though, whatever, but I will say this, guys, so 2 weeks ago, him and his boys on the label, they made a collaborative album called Jack Boys. So they made like this entity called Jack Boys, But then they made the album called Jack Boys. So, yeah. And they uploaded it like that. It's weird. But so, it's... So, there are 7 songs. So, it basically classes an EP. So, about that now. About that album. It's actually really... It's a really good album, man. I like it very much. It reminds me of... Because... When it comes to American rap, my favorite style of American rap is probably chill and trap rap. Those two genres of rap are my favorite. Chill and trap. Those are my favorite styles, right? And there's a few of them which have like very like chill beats in them, but have a really good trap sound in the background, and then the structure of the tones that when they sing, yeah, man, it's good stuff. So I want to explain about 2 songs in this. So there's this one song, it's the last song on the album, it's called Gatti, it's G-A-T-T-I, it's kind of what 6ix9ine did like a few years ago when he released like Gummo and all them. He released some fucking weird names, you know. But yeah, I will say though, guys, the song is amazing. It's Jack Boys and then featuring Travis Scott and Pop Smoke. If you don't know who Pop Smoke is, he is a Brooklyn rapper from Brooklyn, New York City, and he has made a big name for himself in the beautiful country of the United States of America, the USA, America, USA, US, you know, that country. Country which is having a difficult time at the moment. But yeah. So yeah. That's basically about it. Yeah. Yeah, sir, mate. Yeah. Yeah, mate. Yeah, mate. You actually more, mate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Basically, the album, man, it's good. But anyway, back to the song. The song contains, man, what I love is the first part, because when it goes, because it starts off with Pop Smoke. You know, it really, it's like, you remember, it doesn't, the style's not really around this day, but you know when people say, oh, wait till the beat drops, remember when people used to say that? It doesn't really come up in a lot of songs nowadays, does it? Like, you will agree with me if you think about it. Now, because it's either going slow pace, then it goes up, or it just goes straight away. It's never go and then suddenly anymore. They don't do that anymore in the rap. But this song really did, and actually brought me back to a lot of, like, J. Cole and a lot of old ones, man. It got me back a little bit, man. And especially, like, when Antidote, it reminded me a little bit of Antidote, to be fair. Just because Antidote is a mad song. I love that song. Man. Okay, stop thinking about that, James. So, there's a part in the song. I think it's like 20 seconds in. Something like that. Pop Smoke, he like, now, let me just say something, tell you something about backstory. So, as you know, we all know the story. This is the best, or not the best, this is the most important story to tell to someone who doesn't know the ins and out of rap, or like the rap scene in general. So, Tupac Shakur and the Notorious B.I.G. / Biggie Smalls. Them two rappers were born in New York City, right? Tupac was born in East Harlem, Manhattan, and Biggie was born in Brooklyn, right? Now, they grew up, I don't know what the backstory is on, like, their childhood, but I know when they got a little bit older and they, you know, became rappers, they kind of, like, were best friends. But then, when Tupac went to Los Angeles to join Suge Knight's Death Row Records label, Notorious B.I.G. and himself got into a little beef. And no one knows the true story around, because Tupac was assassinated on New York, not New York, he was assassinated on Las Vegas Strip in Paradise, Nevada. That's where he died, Las Vegas Strip. He died after a drive-by shooting, and no one knows the true story around it. People say that Biggie Smalls hired someone to kill him. People say that Suge Knight got to kill him. Some people say that the government got to kill him. Who knows, really, man? So you need to watch some documentaries or, like, a series around it, man, because there's good ones on Netflix. I recommend them highly, man. So that's basically what happened to him. He died September, I think September or October. I think it was September 1997. And that was, like, months before my brother was born, right? And it was eight and a half years before I was born. So, man, that was a long time ago. It was, like, it's been, like, 20 years, man. It's mad. It's been 22 years and a half. I'm just going to say 23 years, man. It's mad, man. Absolutely mad. It's so crazy, man. But the thing is, man, that the reason why it happened is because, you know, hip-hop was gaining into its thing, and it became, like, a New York thing. Hip-hop started or rap or hip-hop started in New York City back in, like, the late 80s, I guess. I want to say that. Yeah, they said the late 80s. And it made its way to the West Coast, California, Los Angeles, the city of angels, in, like, the mid-90s, let's say, right? Then, so after them two died, because your man died. Oh, actually, no. Wait, I think Tupac actually died, September 1996. I think so. I don't know. I might be wrong on that. I don't know. But back to this. Anyway, when they two died, the whole Eastern and Western coast thing kind of died out, right? And but it's still today, because as you know, there is a gang. There are gangs in America called the Bloods and the Crips. Now the Crips are normally around the West Coast, like Nevada, California, and all that. And the Bloods are normally, you know, there are Bloods in Los Angeles, but they've normally made a big impact on New York City, New Jersey, Atlanta, made like lots of parts of the East Coast, right? That is basically the rivalry, really. Now back to this song. Because Pop Smoke is actually from Brooklyn as well. He is from Brooklyn, like Biggie Smalls. Like, I don't know if he was a gang. I don't think they were actually part of gangs. I don't think they were part of gangs, Biggie. I thought they were part of gangs, but I don't think it was like the whole Blood or Crip thing yet. I think because there's a theory that Suge Knight hired Crips to assassinate Tupac. That's why your man's actually in jail at the moment. Yeah, that's the reason why Suge Knight's actually in prison at the moment. So yeah, I don't know, man. That's just it. I know. That's all I know of. But yeah, back to the song. So as you know, or like I just told you, the East Coast is normally with Bloods, and the West Coast is normally with Crips. And Pop Smoke is from Brooklyn, but they filmed the music video in LA because I don't know if he lives in LA. I'm not really sure about that, but I know that Travis Scott lives in LA. With his wife? No, I don't think they're married. With his girlfriend, Kylie Jenner, and their baby, Stormy. That's what I know. I know he lives in LA. So they filmed it in, I guess, downtown LA, I think. Yeah, all I know of from LA is like rap, the Netflix series You, GTA 5, and, you know, pop culture and all that. That's what I know of, really. And so, yeah. There's a lyric in it. He's saying they want to be Crips, so they chabu, or something like that. What am I talking about? I'm waffling now. So, in the song, Gatti, or someone, featuring Pop Smoke, featuring Travis Scott by Jack Boys, on the song, right? On the song, they're in like the first 20 seconds in, Pop Smoke reveals, like, talks about West Coast and the Crips, and then during going on with the song, he starts talking about, you know, all the money and all that, and, you know, what you would normally look at as a West Coast type of rapper would look like, or look at, you know. And So I had to like book the whole B.I.G. and Tupac into the whole thing. But I just had to because why the fuck not? I'm really educated about rap. Sorry. So yeah, basically, yeah, in the song, I think this is actually going to calm down the whole thing of, I think it's going to actually calm down the whole thing on the West Coast and East Coast thing, just because of what he said, because the album's popping at the moment, man. It's a mad, mad album at the moment. But yeah, that's all I have to say about that. Going on to the next song, because I'm going to do two songs in this album. So the other song is a song called Gang Gang, alright? And let me just say something, all the songs are like capital letters. It just trips me off. I don't know, I just don't like that. It reminds me of like Igor a little bit, you know what I mean? Igor, yeah. So yeah, in this song, Gang Gang, it starts off with Sheck West saying with the gang, 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 no trying to give you, and with the gang, 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 running in. And then it goes from that to Trevor Scott's, and then it goes to another geezer, and then it goes back to Sheck West, and he says this: I'm from New York, she like how I talk. You get me? And actually, speaking of Sheck West, man, he released a single, the other day. It was called YKS, or no, YKTS, I think. I might be getting the letters wrong, but yeah, just look at Sheck West on Spotify or Apple Music, whatever you have, any platform. These are actually really good, to be fair, but anyway, back to business. So yeah, that's about it. So I think from what your man Pop Smoke said, and what your man Sheck West said, they're talking about New York, because they're New Yorkers, and now they're talking about Crips and LA girls. So yeah, I think in the future, man, everything's gonna be relied and done, you know. So on to the next topic, Limerick rappers. Boom. So, as you know, guys, I am amazing. But you also guys know that I am from a beautiful, beautiful little country of the name of Ireland. Ireland, the lucky charm, the McNugget of Europe. That's where I'm from, and that's where I'm always going to be from. Alright, my heritage, I am fully Irish, even though my mom was born in England, but all four of my grandparents are Irish. It's mad, you know, we're all from the same province, so yeah, mod. My dad's fully Irish, like me, and so I am Irish, and let me just say something, man, it's mod. So there are these two rappers. I don't think I actually told you about it. Did I? I think I did as well. So there's this, I don't know if I did, but I'm just going to explain it again. So there is this YouTube channel on YouTube, of course, called Dear Fat TV, right? And Dear Fat TV means positive in Irish. And it's basically the Irish version of GRM Daily. Yeah, that's pretty much it, to be fair. And so it covers like Irish urban culture, you know, all of the shit I you know am from and all that. So yeah, so there are these two Limerick rappers, and I am actually from Limerick County. I'm actually from Limerick City, aka Stab City, but we won't get into the backstory. You know, actually, I might make a rap song when I'm older, and I might say, mate, my city, Limerick City, my city. My city is a good city. We don't talk about the bad stuff, man. I don't know. I might actually. You know, you guys listen out for James Dillon, man. You guys listen out for James Dillon on Spotify, right? So, y'all be acting like this, man. So, yeah. Basically, they're these Limerick rappers. They go by Veli. Man, I don't know how to say his name. Valentino. And this other guy called LZ. They are Limerick rappers. They are friends. And, yeah. So, LZ made a song called Roads about 8 months back. And it's actually, man, in the music video, it actually shows where I shop when I go to Ireland. It's called the Crescent Shopping Centre in Limerick City. It's a great, I recommend if you visit Limerick City, always go to Crescent Shopping Centre. You will not regret it. Go to the slushy bar, go to BB's to get a coffee, go to KFC around the corner. You're gonna enjoy it. And go to River Island, because I'm addicted to River Island. That's my favorite brand of clothing. So yeah, and look out for a lot of people with tracksuits. That's like the Irish thing, man. So yeah, basically, yeah, these two guys, where I'm from, and in the music video of Roads, they actually film a little bit inside and outside of the Crescent Shopping Centre, which is mad to me, man, because Ireland rap, you wouldn't think that, would you? But, man, right, if you guys do have the time, go on YouTube, search up Irish rap, you will not regret it at all. So, yeah. So, it was LZ's song featuring Veli Latino, or Valentino, not Latino, Valentino, and yeah, so a few days ago, I think it was actually a week ago, they made a song called LMK Prince, and LMK is basically, you know, what people call Limerick. I'm from LMK. It's like people when they say DC for Washington DC, you get me, Limerick City, you know. LMK. That's basically what Limerick City is. Yeah, you can put a hashtag. Yeah, let's just put hashtag LMK, right? I'm gonna put that as one of the tags in this podcast. So in this episode. So basically, a few years ago they made Limerick Prince, and man, I am addicted to it because, you know, if I'm from Limerick, and Limerick is the best city in the world. It's not the best city in the world. It's the best city in Ireland. And it's the best city in the British Isles, hands down. My favorite city, best city. I actually last time, because I was over in Limerick. I was over in Limerick County, because I come from. Actually, I won't say my hometown, because otherwise you creeps would be fucking trying to kill me or whatever you want to do to me. Basically, last time I was over in my grandparents, I asked my grandma, because I was over in County Limerick a few weeks ago for the Christmas holidays, and I asked her one day. I think my mom was doing the dishes and my dad was sitting down or something. And then my grandma was sitting down. And I said, hey, hey Nina, because I call her Nina, because her real name's Ellen. I call her Nina for her Lena, because it's also a nickname. I call her Nina. So I said, hey, Nina. And she said, yes, James. And I said, what's the best city in Ireland? And she says, Limerick City. And I said, yes, you know, Nina, yes. Because, yeah, my dad disagrees. My dad thinks it's Cork City. But Cork City is definitely my second place. Definitely. Great city. Third place would be Dublin, obviously. Belfast, way at the bottom. Fuck North Ireland. If you're from North Ireland, it depends. I don't know.
I don't know. It depends where you're from. If you're from, like, Londonderry. Like, Derry's alright. I like Derry. Oh, Derry. Not Derry. Derry. From Derry, then I'm fine. But if you're from Belfast, fuck off. I fucking hate your accent, man. Fuck you. But, yeah. Just have to say, yeah. I really want you guys to check him out. Check my guys out in Limerick City. And, yeah. Boom. So, yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in. Mate, this is like my first outro in a while, man. So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening to me. And, yeah. Hashtag LMK. Boom. Peace.